prayer by the Reverend Gauck and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Woodrow Wilson quoted, he said, "Government is not welfare. We shall not gain our interests but by heat or bitterness, which makes it impossible to think either calmly or fairly." Gracious God, it has already been an interesting week, and yet there is much to be accomplished while heat and frustrations grow, making things more difficult. Help us, O Lord, to obtain a spirit of cooperation and helpfulness in a calm and just atmosphere. Help us do what is right in your eyes and benefits the most people we serve. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Secretary, call the roll.
Slowly, huh? Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright-Jones.
From Lawrence, Senator from Polk, Senator from St. Francois, Senator from Newton. A quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate. First reg.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You have heard the motion. As many as are dependent shall prevail. Say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Missouri News Horizon have been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Thank you, Senator. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Chair would note that we have arrived at the date beyond which we do not go through introduction of guests. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I also have KOMU has been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, if there are messages from the House, and if there are, would you please have those read?
There are messages. Read the messages from the House.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 135, an act relating to environmental protection, with House Amendments 1, 2, and 3, emergency clause adopted, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 101. Also, the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 173, an act relating to transportation and infrastructure, with House Amendments 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Also, the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 163, an act relating to higher education governing boards, with House Amendment 1. Also, House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 219, an act relating to financial transactions, with House Amendments 1 and 2. Also, House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 220, an act relating to liens for architects, professional engineers, land surveyors, and landscape architects, with House Amendment 1, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading, the formal calendar. And pursuant to Senate Rule 6, I ask you to recognize Senator from Boone on House Bill 22.
House bills on third reading, the formal calendar, the Senator from Boone, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee substitute for House Bill 22, with Senate Committee substitute, be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that the Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 22 be adopted. And I do have an amendment. It was distributed previously. What we're doing, this is the amendment that ends with 3.01S. It puts in, I'd ask for a waiver of the reading as well. It's been distributed. This puts in $1 million to the Department of Transportation for funding local and regional port authorities for construction, which includes planning, docks, buildings, roads, railroads, sewers, water, electric lines, land purchases, building purchases, landscaping and equipment. And it's actually 22 is the same dollar amount because, if you recall, there was $1.5 million in there for the China Hub Commission. We took that down to $500,000. So with that, I would move for the adoption of the amendment.
Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, the senator from Boone is recognized to close.
I close on the amendment, Mr. President.
He's been recognized to close on the amendment. The vote occurs on the amendment. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have another amendment. I am passing it forward right now. It is currently being distributed, although I will ask that it be read. It's very short.
Read the amendment.
Senate Amendment 2, offered by Senator Schaefer to amend Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 22, page 3, section 22.046, line 1, by deleting the word, quote, department, close quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, office, close quote, and further amend said section, line 5, by deleting the number, quote, $1,100,000, close quote, and inserting in lieu thereof the following, quote, $1,050,000, close quote.
On this amendment, that's just a technical fix. The word department was in there instead of office. It should have been the office, not the department. And then the number fix is actually just a technical fix. That's what the number should be. I would move for the adoption of the amendment.
Does any senator wish to be heard on the motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Thank you. I close on the amendment.
Senator renews his motion on adoption of amendment number 2. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment is adopted. Senator. The senator moves for adoption of the Senate committee substitute. Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from first is on his feet.
Mr. President, could I inquire the senator from the 8th?
Does the senator from the 8th yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for yielding. I just wanted to briefly talk about just one line in this bill. I don't want to belabor this as we did the last bill that was in front of us.
Absolutely, I understand.
But this is, I know, a concern of yours.
Yes, it is.
It's also a concern of mine, and that would, if I could direct the body, to 22.065, which is money for Department of Public Safety radio interoperability. Senator, I know that this is a GR line of $17 million. And I know that you have a concern about that, and maybe you could share with me that concern.
Yeah, what was brought up in Appropriations Committee is is this is money that we've basically already appropriated before.
And what did we appropriate? What kind of money was it that we appropriated for this?
It was stimulus money in 2010.
Federal stimulus in 2010, right?
For radio interoperability.
Which was a one-time purpose, right?
Right. Absolutely. It was one-time purpose for one-time need in the state of Missouri for radio interoperability. And
what happened to that money that we appropriated?
Our governor decided to withhold that money from that stimulus money and reappropriate it into the other budget items in 2010 to balance the budget.
So he took the governor took federal stimulus money that this body and the General Assembly appropriated for a one-time expense, what I would consider a proper use of that kind of money, into a more or less an infrastructure that would allow our Department of Public Safety and other first responders to be able to communicate with each other, mm-hmm. right?
Consequently, right now down in southeast Missouri, they're having troubles communicating, and potentially we could have had this money into 2010 budget. We could have started the deployment, and they could be potentially using interoperability, but he withheld that money, used it in other means, and now he's coming back to the General Assembly
again.
When you
say he used it in other means, what does that mean? He took one-time federal stimulus money and used it in the
2010 operating budget.
The operating budget to again fill a structural hole. Instead of addressing the structural hole, he took one-time federal stimulus money and spent it there. But the will of this body
was to use that
money for an investment of infrastructure across the state for interoperability for our first responders.
Absolutely.
All right. So now we have $17 million here, but that's not the total cost of what this interoperability
is going to cost in
general revenue dollars, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so we got $17 million here, and I believe that my days are getting a little foggy here. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before when we were in markup. Was it yesterday?
I think it was the day before. Yesterday we were on the floor for most of the time, so I think the day before.
Was it the day before? All right.
I think it was Monday.
So we were in markup, and I think the staff told me that the total cost of interoperability across the state is going to be $81 million. Is that what you recall?
I believe that was correct.
All right. So this represents $17
million
general revenue dollars, money that could have been spent on transportation and education.
Yep.
Could have been spent
higher education, could have been parents as teachers,
roads
could have
been all the other priorities that we have in state government.
Right.
But because of the governor's unwillingness
to use money that we appropriated previously for this item,
right.
we are back here again addressing the interoperability for our first responders, and we're having to take GR to
right.
pay this out. And, you know, it really frustrated me. Obviously, I spoke on it in committee at length, and I think it's important that we bring it to this body so this body understands this money is money that we've already appropriated,
right.
that the governor basically withheld and used in another area, and now he's back again asking for money to take care of this, which we've already appropriated for.
Right, and this is $17 million is a first installment.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President.
Senator from Buchanan.
From the 26th.
Does the senator from the 26th yield? From Franklin?
I do.
He yields, you may inquire.
Thank you, Senator. Did you hear the discussion that just went on about the interoperability? And I just wanted to tell you that I was also in committee, and what they were saying is exactly true.
Are you talking about the part where the governor once again has played parlor tricks with money and acted in a way that might be looked at as being less than transparent? Are you talking about that portion?
I am talking about that.
I did hear them talking about that. I did.
Well, one of the things is that we have already appropriated this money, and it was stimulus money, and now we're appropriating general revenue dollars to replace that the governor went and spent on something else other than interoperability. And in fact, we're supposed to even spend more money in the future. This is just an installment. And here we are spending it out of general revenue. In fact, I want you to note that this $17 million is more than the $14.4 million that we successfully fought for yesterday.
Well, I'm As I've shared with several people, I'm finished talking about what happened last night. But what it does remind me of, you have children, do you not?
Yes, I do.
I have children as well. And what the governor has done here really does remind me of a scenario where a young child comes and asks a parent for $10 to go to the movie. And the parent gives the child that $10. And then that child, you know, shortly after that, bumps into one of their friends that wants to sell their bicycle for $10, and they buy the bicycle with that $10 that was given to them to go to the movie. And then that child comes back to the parent and says, "Can I have $10 to go to the movie?" And the parent says, "Well, wait a minute, I just gave you $10 to go to the movie. What happened to the $10 that I gave you to go to the movie?" And the child says, "Oh, I spent it somewhere else."
There's another story about a child spending money like that. It's called Jack and the Beanstalk. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
So
I do.
Just an interesting... Well, I just wanted to kind of inquire of you and kind of make sure that you, you know, knew what was going on, because the three of us are on the appropriate committee and you aren't.
Did I have the appearance as I was going through my desk that I wasn't really
knowing what was going on? You were absorbed. Maybe you were just tired.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for looking out for me.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion of the senator from Boone to adopt the substitute? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Committee substitute for House Bill 22 as amended by the Senate Committee substitute be read a third time and finally passed.
You've heard the motion. Yeah. Senator, we're all a little tired. We're actually, the motion is to adopt the substitute.
Oh, I'm sorry, I already did that. Then I make the motion to adopt the Senate Committee substitute. Excuse me, Mr. President.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close on that.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the substitute. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The substitute is adopted. Senator.
President, I move that House Committee substitute for House Bill 22 as amended by the Senate Committee substitute be read a third time and finally passed.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on third reading and final passage of the bill as amended by the substitute. Read the bill. Call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for House Bill 22, an act to appropriate money for purposes for the several departments and offices of state government et al. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
by your vote of 30 aye, 4 no, the bill having won a constitutional majority is declared passed. Without objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions are made and carried. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request unanimous consent of the Senate to allow the conferees on House Bills 2 through 13 to meet while the Senate is in session.
Does any senator object? The senator from 13th is on his feet, sir.
I'd like to inquire.
Does the senator from Boone yield?
I do.
He yields. You may inquire.
I don't want to go against my chairman on this, but I stated in conference, with issues coming up this late in session, I kind of have issue with this year, because even though we got only 2 days left, I don't know what's coming up minute to minute. Now, I do have an inkling of what's coming up next, but I wouldn't mind recessing for the quick 5 minutes. I don't know.
I think the issue is we don't know how long that's going to take. It may only take 5 minutes. It may take longer. And I appreciate your concern. It's just we're up against a time window here that...
I am going to watch, but I don't want to be an obstructionist, but this is the only time I'm going to let it go this year. I'm not... If you ask for it again, I am going to stand up here and oppose it.
Well, hopefully we won't need it again.
Okay.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator wish to be heard on the motion? Senator from the 11th.
May I inquire briefly of the senator from Boone?
Does the senator from Boone yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, because of some of the noise in the chamber, your actual motion is to go, what, meet now?
It's to seek unanimous, 3:30, seek unanimous consent to allow the conferees on 2 through 13 to meet while we're in session.
Okay. The problem the senator from 13th has, this is not new. You're saying, as we go through the budget throughout, you're saying this meeting might resolve everything to where we don't need to do this again?
That is a distinct possibility, yes.
Okay. All right. And what about any pending matter? Have you discussed with the majority floor leader of accommodating you guys to come back in to vote and keeping you familiar?
I haven't had that concern
of the senator from 13th, I think you understand.
I certainly do.
He have probably concerns that sometimes we have all these reports coming back and amendments are, you know, flying, and it might be something that you're very passionate about. And in the past, we've tried to accommodate
I will tell you that, number one, I don't know that we'll be there that long, but I'm more than willing to accommodate the senator from 13th or any other senator on the committee. If an issue comes up that they really don't want to miss, I'm more than happy to be accommodating on that.
Right. I just don't want them to choose sometimes between the budget and, you know, if some issue comes up by an amendment that they've had a certain passion about. In the past, Senator, I've even had a member of my staff, you know, sit over in appropriations just to inform my members what matters are pending on the floor.
It's not my intention to put him in that position. Also, we'll be in conference right across the hall in the Senate lounge, so we're very close.
All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator wish to be heard? Hearing no objection, the senator from Boone will proceed with your conference, notwithstanding the Senate being in session.
Thank you, Mr. President.
The senator from the 23rd, sir.
Mr. President, would you ask the secretary if there are messages from the House, and if there are, would you please have it read?
There are. Read the messages from the House.
Just this top piece of paper here. Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has passed Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 193, the objections of the Governor thereto notwithstanding, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumlish, Chief Clerk. Also, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the attached is a certified copy of the roll call on Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 193. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from the 2nd on a privilege motion?
The senator from 2nd, have you a privilege motion, sir?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Substitute for the House Committee Substitute for House Bill number 193 be passed with the objections of the Governor thereto notwithstanding.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from 2nd is recognized to close.
I close, Mr. President.
Call the roll on the motion of the Senator from the 2nd to override.
No, I didn't.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from 23rd. Thank you, Senator. Senator from 9th. Senator from 13th. The yeas are 28. The nays are 6. Two-thirds of the senators having voted in the affirmative. The bill is passed, the objections of the governor to the contrary notwithstanding. Senator from the 23rd.
We moved a little too fast on that last bill.
Todd?
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you recognize the senator from Green on a privilege motion?
Senator from Green, you have a privilege motion, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to concur on House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 173 as amended and request the House to recede from its position or, failing to do so, grant the Senate a conference thereon.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard? Senator from the 11th.
Inquire of the Senator from Green.
The Senator from Green, yield.
Certainly.
Proceed.
Senator, I don't be shocked. I normally do this the last 2 weeks, but on all conference reports,
I'm
know
sure that's appreciated.
It's normal that
we know
we
what
are
we're doing.
Going to conference. What are the issues? And you don't have to go into minute detail.
There are a number of the bill that came
what's
out of here.
What's the underlying bill and just what?
Sure. The underlying bill was just to amend the Joint Committee on Missouri's promise to also include transportation and infrastructure study. I think it was close to unanimous.
Okay.
Out of this body. The House loaded it up with a number of provisions. Some of those are controversial, some are probably not. My plan is to confer on just about all of that, well, all of it, with our chairman of transportation. I've already had a preliminary discussion there. Some of the stuff is highway namings, and then there's some other things that I'm sure this body would not be able to live with. So
because you potentially opened up with the base bill, the chapter of transportation, that House turned it into an omnibus transportation bill of some sort?
Yes, and I think they might have amended the title as well, so we'll...
Okay.
Take care of
and
that.
You're now going to work through all those issues in conference and try to, I guess, go through those issues, and if we pass them, leave them in the report, right? Or are you going to go back to the base bill?
I'm happy to do that if need be.
Okay. All right.
I really don't have any intention of bringing something back that's controversial to
sure.
major
all right.
degree.
Well, appreciate your openness. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're on the privilege motion by the senator from Green. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Renew my motion.
The senator from Green has renewed his motion. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted his motion. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senate will go to the order of business of House bills on third reading, formal calendar.
House bills on third reading, formal calendar. House Bill 190, Senator from the 16th.
Mr. President, I move that House Bill number 190 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the 16th. All those opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator from the 16th.
Mr. President, I now move that House Bill 190 be third read and finally passed. And what House Bill 190 does, it allows the Director of the Department of Natural Resources to request the Commissioner of the Office of Administration to provide up to $500 to any division director within the department to be used as a revolving fund or petty cash for cash transactions for sale of items by that division. All cash transactions must be made in accordance with the rules established by the Commission. So basically what we're asking here is sometimes in the Division of State Parks, if it's a large enough park, they've got a vendor. This isn't an issue, but some of the areas have T-shirts or things that the State Parks Division may have for sale. They need some petty cash in order to make that. In my town of hometown of Rolla, Missouri, the Division of Geology and Land Survey does have a few trinkets that are sold occasionally, very few, but they need a little bit of money on hand to do that, and that's what this allows to happen. Any questions? I'll try to answer them.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from the 16th. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion? Senator from the 4th, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire from the Senator from the 16th.
Senator from the 16th, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. Very briefly, how do we do this now?
Say that again.
How do we do this now? We're selling these trinkets now.
I think they've been scraping around and making some change out of their pocket and doing whatever, and maybe there has been some petty cash around the offices, but this makes it a little more clearly that it can be done properly. You know, and like in the division in Rolla, there's very few things sold. Even core samples, though, are sold now, and people are getting into collecting rocks, so it's becoming a little bigger issue. And some T-shirts for that division are available that some of the retirees want to buy for grandchildren, things like that.
I guess I'm a little surprised we don't already do this, is my point.
It didn't make sense to me. I was not aware that it was a problem until it came over from the House, and I'm like, how have you been doing it anyway? Because there are some areas, you know, some of the smaller parks do not have a concession. You know, Montauk, the bigger parks.
Yeah, the trout parks, yeah.
Right, right. They have concessions, so it's not an issue. But some of these are very small, and they have summer people that watch the campgrounds or whatever, and they may have some of these goods for sale. So, you know, basically, in my mind, it's like a little, you know, petty cash fund. And $500 is not necessarily petty cash, but I'd say most of these divisions probably need $100 to do this business.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Senator from the 10th.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the Senator from
the 16th?
Phelps.
Yeah. Yes,
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I'm sorry. I had to step out of the chamber for just a minute. Can you please explain to me again the underlying bill?
Yeah. Well, it is a very short bill. It's front and the back. And what it does, it allows the Director of the Department of Natural Resources to request from the Commissioner of the Office of Administration, it sets up a paper trail, so to speak, to provide up to $500 to any division director within the department, which would be Parks, Recreation,
okay.
You know, those folks, to have a petty cash fund for some of the cash transactions.
Okay.
Where they might sell.
And is there anything else on this bill right now?
No.
Or is that okay?
No.
That's all I needed to know. Thank you, Senator.
I hope it stays clean.
Senator from the 3rd.
Mr. President, may I inquire the Senator?
Senator, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
I understand what you're doing. I appreciate it. I should have brought you this, but I was actually going to attach to something else. But I don't know if you know, I was involved with the Tom Sock fund and disaster and set up, and we've got this fund that was set up for that, that was put up by Ameren and their insurance companies.
Yes, sir.
But we don't have the ability to collect the interest earned on it.
Okay.
And I'd like to be able, it seems crazy, you know, that's what it was set up for, to be able to take care of that system there. I'd like to have the ability to collect any interest. It just, this is very short, says in the state treasurer shall invest the monies in the fund in the same manner as other funds. Any interest in money earned in such investments shall be credited to the fund. And if that's okay, Senator, I'm going to try to get that on here, and that way we can get some earnings from that money on the Tom Salk Fund primarily. I know that the park doesn't have a lot of other funds, but we do happen to have this fund that we set up right for this purpose, and I'd like to earn some interest on it.
That sounds harmless.
Thank you. Mr. President?
Senator from the third.
I have an amendment.
Please send the amendment forward. Has it been distributed?
Sorry.
Senator, has your amendment been distributed?
It's being distributed as we speak, and I won't close until...
Are you requesting a waiver of the reading?
I am requesting.
Hearing no objection, there will be a waiver of the reading. The senator will not be recognized to close until the amendment has been distributed. Senator, would you like to move for the adoption and explain your amendment?
I would move for the adoption of the amendment, and I would briefly explain it. I think I explained it pretty well to the senator from Phelps. When Tom Salk disaster happened, there was a fund set up to help take care of Tom Salk and Johnson shut-ins, really, and then we went across to the mountain across and moved the parking and all the camping and all that over there, and it's a pretty significant fund, but we're not allowed to collect interest and then accredit it to the account, and what this amendment would do that. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to answer. Otherwise, I'd renew my motion because I think it's...
The senator from the third has moved for the adoption of amendment number one. Is any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from Lewis, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire of the amendment.
Senator, do you yield?
I yield. Proceed. Are you going to ask why you didn't carry this?
No, not at all. I'm just asking if any of this money is going to be directed toward the elk restoration program.
No, they're not.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Thanks. And it is distributed.
Senator from the 11th, for what reason do you rise?
May I inquire of the senator from Phelps?
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, I don't have a problem with the senator from Third's amendment, but before we kind of closed on the bill, when his amendment probably likely gets on, with the promulgation of rules, I mean, we're not dealing with a large sum of money, but we are dealing with cash. In this section that it talks about, all transactions are made in accordance with rules and regulations by the Commissioner of Administration.
Yes.
Do they have rules that have safeguards and
yes,
all of that, I assume, and that's the reference to that protection?
Exactly. In other words, that it creates a paper trail and a way for them to account for the fund.
Right. And it's
even though it's $500, you know, and you don't want
right
just to be disappearing.
And it's ultimately under OA's already existing rules and regulations that they'd have to comply with to
this
where
is in place, yes,
they get this warrant of money. Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
We're on the motion of the senator from the third. Senator from the 16th, for what reason do you rise?
Speak on the amendment. It sounds like a good amendment. It looks clean. I think Senator from San Francis is trying to do a good thing here, and I don't think it hurt the bill at all.
We're on the motion of the senator from the third. Senator from the third, can the chair inquire of you?
Yes.
Senator, I know the senator from the 13th has raised a, I don't know if I want to call
on,
it a concern
this?
On this amendment, so we've sent someone over to notify
send
him.
Somebody over. Yeah.
We have, just so you
I
know.
I didn't realize he had.
Senator from the 23rd.
Here he comes. We're not
okay.
Closing. We're not closing. We're not closing. That's what.
Senator from the 23rd.
We'll just wait. Request unanimous consent to stand at ease while our conferees meet.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will be at ease.
You're on 190.
which is Doc Brown.
190.
Kevin's got the amendment.
Senator Dempsey.
Call us back to order.
Sir, from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senate is back in order. We are on Senate Amendment 1 from the Senator from the 3rd. Senator from the 3rd.
Mr. President, did you send my amendment back?
It shall be sent back. We are back on House Bill 190. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that bill? Hearing none. Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I renew my motion.
The Senator from Phelps renews his motion that we read a third time and place upon its final passage, House Bill 190. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
House Bill 190, an act relating to cash transactions by the Department of Natural Resources. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 8th, votes aye. Senator from the 24th, votes aye. Senator from the 10th, votes aye. The senator from Jefferson County, votes aye. Senator from Lewis, votes aye. The senator from Christian, votes aye. Senator from Cape, votes aye. Senator from the 1st. Votes aye. By your vote of 32 aye, 0 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same order of business, House bills on third reading. House committee substitute for House Bill 250, the senator from Saline County.
President, I move that Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 250 be brought before the body for our third read motion.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Saline. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before the body. Senator
Mr.
from
President,
Saline.
I now move the Senate committee substitute for House Bill substitute for House Bill 250 be adopted. This is the base bill was large water consumers in southeast Missouri that we have seen a number of times. The Senate committee substitute adds on water systems that are serve charitable benevolent organizations that do not regularly serve an average of 100 persons or more for at least 60 days of the year. In other words, this
This exempts churches and that type of organization. And it says that no charitable or benevolent organization that is exempt from well construction rules will be required to replace, change, upgrade, or alter any well if the well was constructed before August 28, 2011, unless the well possesses a threat of groundwater or public health or has certain chloroform contamination. I'd be glad to answer any questions, Mr. President.
You've heard the motion to adopt the Senate committee substitute from the senator from Saline. Does any senator desire to be heard on the motion? The senator from the 13th was first on his feet.
To inquire the senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew County, do you yield?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
I'm trying to get my bearings straight.
Yes.
You know I have an issue.
Yes.
And this deals with water.
Okay.
Are you aware of that issue being in this bill?
I don't think it is.
Did this bill come from your committee?
Which number is this?
250.
Yeah, I do not believe his...
This is the one that deals with prohibiting large water consumers from taking and transporting water from within the Southeast Missouri Regional Water District.
No, Senator, I do not believe that is in here.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 13th.
Okay, inquire the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield to the inquiry?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Do you get a grasp of what I'm concerned about now?
Yes.
And that is not in here?
That's not in here.
Did they come to talk to you about putting it in here, possibly?
No.
This just, I think we passed this bill earlier this year to deal with
the senator for Stoddard sponsored the first part of the bill, and that has to do with his large water use, irrigation water.
Right.
And then the other is just basically country churches. It keeps them exempt from some of the DNR rules that might happen. I'll tell you what, I was raised on country well water, and...
Do you know I was too?
Well, and I think we're healthier for it. And
it's a little hard until you get used to it, but...
That's true.
But eventually the pipes in your house get corroded inside because of the hardness of the water.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. But does it shock you, a city boy grew
What's
up
that?
On... Does it shock you, a city boy had well water most of his life?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing shocks me, Senator.
No, we had the salt and everything we had to do once we brought our own well water. And looking at the well, because it actually came up in the basement, and thinking you eventually drank that water was... a sight to make you, it took me time to want to drink water from that well. But I had one issue on this. I don't want to delay the bill, but I just wanted to make sure, because there's certain issues that I want to make sure I've been watching don't get put on certain pieces of legislation.
This does not affect you, Senator.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 11th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I'd like to inquire of the senator from Saline.
Senator from Saline, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Senator, I had a couple questions on, you used the term in the bill, unduly interfere line five on page two. Is there, like, a definition of unduly interfere?
I doubt it, Senator. I know that, I mean, this was brought to me, and quite frankly, I know the issue.
It says unduly interferes with the reasonable and customary activities of major water use. I mean, I guess
basically to me, Senator, that means that we've been drinking water for 100 years, and we want to continue to drink the water And quite frankly, and a lot of these churches don't have any other options.
Right. Now let's get to that point. On line section 640116, serves a charitable or benevolent organization. Are those legal definitions of organizations? I mean, I guess my point is, you're talking about a church. I get that. I agree with you. Benevolent and charitable. I mean, is that
every once in a while we may have a Knights of Columbus Hall or a veterans you know, VFW or something.
My only concern sometimes is when we say not-for-profit, as you know, not-for-profit does not always mean benevolent. You know, I mean, sometimes it's just a different thing. So,
Senator, all
I just wanted to clarify that the terms benevolent and charitable were legal enough to define this authority.
Senator, I think we are talking about. I see charitable, and to me, I know what that means. I don't know whether we got defined perfectly in law.
Okay, and then the other part of the bill, I recognize this. This is the first section of your bill. Your base bill is the churches, and then you've added in the Senate committee sub. I think the senator from Stoddard, is this his issue with the Southeast Missouri Water Regional District?
Right.
And the only thing that we're doing there is, and that was the section I asked you about unduly interferes. What are we giving them? Just that?
Well, I think that basically it gives, in my mind, first call, and maybe the question would be better to him, but it gives first call to agricultural irrigation water, and if another large user would come in and create problems, then this would get first call.
So we're seeking some injunctive definition,
right,
of that process?
Right.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Any other senator desire to be heard on the Senate committee substitute? Hearing none, Senator from Saline, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The senator from Saline renews his motion that we adopt the Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 250. As many of you opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted the Senate committee substitute. Senator from Saline.
That Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 250 be read a third time and put upon its final passage.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Saline County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The senator from Saline renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 250 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate committee substitute for House committee substitute for House Bill 250, an act relating to well water. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaaf, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
I have no. Senator from Franklin votes aye. Senator from the ninth votes aye. The senator from Cape Girardeau votes aye.
Did Roop vote? Roop voted then. Roop.
By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the bill's received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that order of business, House Bill 101, Senator from the 7th.
Okay. Mr. President, I move that House Bill 101 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 7th. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill's before the body. Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that House Bill 101 be adopted.
Senator, are you moving for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute?
Yes.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 7th. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? The senator from Jefferson was first on his feet. For what reason do you seek recognition?
To inquire the maker of the motion.
Senator from the 7th, you yield?
I do.
She does. Proceed.
Senator, this has more to do with an amendment I'm going to offer that I talked to you briefly about the other day concerning licenses for picnics,
right now, if you have a catering license, you can sell packaged liquor to go. This expands that to picnics and also to craft beers and wines and things like that. And I think you're okay with it. I know the senator from Clay may have some questions, but that's what this amendment does, and okay. I'm going to offer that. Mr. President.
I do thank you for talking to me about it.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from Jefferson.
I have an amendment.
Send it forward.
I believe it's been distributed. I'd ask that the reading be waived.
Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived.
Thank you, Mr. President. To explain the amendment, I kind of did already to the senator from the 7th, but currently catering licenses are allowed to sell liquor to go. This expands that to allow picnics, such as church picnics, carnivals, those type of things, and expands it to allow wines and beer to be sold packaged. I'd be happy to answer any questions. If not, I renew my... Actually, Mr. President, could I inquire of the senator from Clay?
The senator from Jefferson has moved for the adoption. He seeks to inquire the senator from Clay. The senator from Clay, do you yield? She does. Proceed.
Hi. I thought I'd just save a step there and just...
Yeah, I appreciate it. And you and I have talked about the amendment, and the concern that I have is, as we discussed, that this has not been filed as a separate bill, and as I recall, there...
It has not this year, you're
right.
Correct.
And so we haven't...
I know the senator from the 24th has issues with that part of the process, too, and I completely understand that.
And he expressed them very forcefully this afternoon in a committee executive session, and I understand his frustration and his
concern. This has been in bill form in the past. It just wasn't filed this year.
Okay.
To the senator from the 24th, sometimes there's special circumstances when things come up after a bill filing is ended,
right. That
we make exceptions. This probably wouldn't fall underneath that category. I would agree with you
there.
Yeah,
and I appreciate what you're trying to do and fighting for your constituents and everything, because first of all, you know, we've got the largest Missouri-owned brewery in Kansas City now.
Right.
And I realize that they're part of the craft beer situation, but
right. My
concern is this particular year we haven't seen this. It hasn't been vetted through the committee process. And the other thing that is of concern to me is we would be talking about picnics and carnivals and beer, and the other underlying bill is really just talking about wines and wine tasting, and I'm concerned that if we do open it up, as you and I have discussed, that it will turn into the omnibus everything liquor and die under its own weight. Nobody gets anything fixed.
But the title doesn't talk to wine, it talks about
liquor.
I agree.
I understand.
So the title is extremely broad.
Yes, and well, you and I have talked about the concerns that
I have. Let the body decide on this.
I may do one other thing.
Okay.
Also, I may make one other inquiry, and I might do a point of order, so we'll see.
Okay.
But thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Clay County.
I'd like to inquire the senator from the 24th.
Senator from the 24th District in Central St. Louis County is heading to his seat through the proper route. Do you yield to the inquiry? He does. Proceed.
Afternoon, Senator. I realize I think you were in the chamber. Are you aware of what's happening with regard to this amendment?
No, fill me in.
Okay. We've got a bill that has had hearings on it. It's gone through the committee process and been voted out. There's a Senate committee substitute. There's a couple things in there having to do with wines and wine tastings.
Okay.
And the senator from Jefferson is seeking to add basically legislation that was not filed, at least not this year, so it was not vetted through the committee process this year, that has to do with beer and package sales with regard to picnics and carnivals on a bill that has to do with wine tastings. I got a hunch you have an opinion about that.
Yeah, no, I won't support the amendment. I think that it, that my process is going to be that things should be heard.
Mr.
somewhere.
President, can we have some order in here so that we can hear the debate?
I think, you know, as I mentioned in your committee meeting earlier
Chamber
today,
order.
We're down here for 18 weeks. There's 16 weeks to hear things in committee. It's plenty of time to get a bill heard in committee. And I think something like this sounds like an interesting concept. Being Catholic, the idea of consuming alcohol at church events is kind of, that's part of the baptism. But I would, I would like to see...
Baptism and beer?
Yeah, well...
I like
21,
that.
21 now. Oh, yeah, well. Okay. Anyway, of course, my first beer was had at a church picnic, but we won't go there. I think that something like this should be heard, and hopefully will be heard in 2012.
Well, and I agree with you, Senator, and I would probably even consider sponsoring or co-sponsoring this legislation next year, but as far as we know, as the Senator from Jefferson said, there has been no real emergency that's arisen since the end of bill filing. It could have been filed.
Right.
It has probably been filed in years past. I'm not really here to say that it's a bad idea, but it due to the lateness of the session, I knew you had an opinion on that,
no,
so you'd be opposing
the
amendment.
I think the Catholic Coalition will fully support this bill next year.
And you will be opposing the amendment. Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from Clay.
I rise to raise a point of order.
State your point of order.
Mr. President, the bill, the pending amendment opens a completely different chapter than is, let me take that back. It opens a different topic than is addressed by Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 101, and that it talks about picnics and carnivals and packaged beer sales as opposed to wines, wine tastings, and wine sales. So I raise the point of order that's outside the scope of the bill.
The point of order shall be referred to the President pro tem. Does any senator desire to be heard on that point of order? The senator from the 10th.
President, to speak against the point of order. Mr. President, the underlying bill is relating to liquor control. This is a perfect vehicle for this amendment to be offered. I think it should be up to the will of the body, as all we're dealing with in the Senator from Jefferson's bill is also relating to liquor control.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from Jefferson.
Against the point of order. Not liquor control. It's speaking to the tasting of liquor. And not only is the title very broad, but it's in the exact same section of the bill. And I ask that the point of order not be well taken.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from St. Francois. Proceed.
The title is broad. The amendment fits. The senators debated about whether it had plenty of time to get a hearing. I would point to Senate Bill 302 that's been in the senator from Clay's committee since almost the start of session, and I've not been able to get a hearing on it. Sometimes you just can't get a hearing. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the point of order? The senator from Buchanan County, for what reason do you seek recognition?
To speak on the point of order.
Proceed.
The amendment clearly goes beyond the title of the bill, and so I would urge the point of order to be ruled upon favorably. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the point of order? Hearing none, the point of order has been referred to the President pro tem pending a ruling. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Rule on the point of order. The point of order is not well taken. The amendment is germane to the underlying bill.
The point of order is not well taken. We are back on Senate Amendment 1. Does any other senator desire to be heard on that amendment? The senator from Clay County, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Yes, to speak against the amendment.
Proceed.
I would respectfully ask the body to reject this amendment because, first of all, there is no new circumstance that has arisen since last summer when the bill could have been filed. It apparently has been filed in years past. It was not filed for whatever reason this year. It has not been vetted through the committee process this year. It is now being added very late, which is fine. Things like that happen. But it has not gone through the process where it can be vetted so that we even know what a committee vote would have been on it. And it would be different even so if there was some circumstance that had arisen since last summer when all these things could have been brought to the attention of the various elected representatives of the people. But it's not. It's almost as if some people out in the hallway are trying to circumvent the legislative process and add this at the very last minute when we really don't know the total effect of what we're doing here. So I would respectfully ask that the body reject the amendment. Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment 1? Hearing none. Senator from Jefferson, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
I close.
The senator from Jefferson renews his motion that the Senate Amendment 1 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment 1. We're back on House Bill 101. The senator from the 10th, for what reason to seek recognition?
I have an amendment.
Send it forward.
Mr. President, I would request a waiver of the reading. It has been distributed.
Do you care to explain the amendment? Hearing no objection, the reading shall be waived. Do you care to explain the amendment, Senator?
Yes, Mr. President, I would move for adoption of the amendment. Mr. President, this amendment is relating solely to the city of Kansas City, Missouri. This is an amendment that would allow business owners who already have a liquor license to apply to the city for a one-time permit to have their establishment and their liquor license until 3 a.m. Here's the situation that's been brought to my attention. There are several businesses in Kansas City, and from time to time, they'll have, or actually all the time, they'll have bands come and perform at their venues. What will happen is that the band, unfortunately, for whatever reason, won't go on till 10 or 11 at night. And what the owners would like to do is be able, just on a one-time basis, to be able to apply to the city so that they can have a liquor license until 3 a.m. for that one night. These are folks who already have liquor licenses. What would happen is that they would have to apply to the city. All this does is allows the city to do this. It's nothing that we have to fix this in the state for the city to be allowed to do it. But then the business would actually have to apply to the city. Public hearings would be held on the city level, and the city would actually have to pass an ordinance in order for this one-time permit to go into effect. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard on that amendment? The senator from the St. Francis was first on his feet. For what reason do you seek recognition?
Inquire. The senator from the 10th.
The senator from the 10th, you yield.
I do.
You can only do this once.
It's a one-time license that you can apply for up to six times a year.
You know, my dad told me, nothing good can happen to you when you're drinking after midnight. And we got
Senator, these are our establishments that already have 1:30 a.m. licenses, and they'd like to be able to apply to the city.
Going to 1:30 to 3.
They want to go from 1:30 to 3.
Six times a year, up to six times a year.
And there's already bars in the area that are open until 3 a.m. And, Senator, they'd actually have to get the city to pass an ordinance with all of the public hearings that'll take place to do it.
All right.
Thank you, Senator.
It's in your city.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 7th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
I want to inquire of the senator from the 10th.
Senator from the 10th, you yield.
I do. I have some of the same questions and some of the same ideas of the senator from St. Francis. The language on this, I'm trying to understand what it says. This special permit issued under this section shall allow the licensed premises to sell intoxicating liquor from 6 a.m. until 3 a.m. on the morning of the following day within one 24-hour period.
That's the language for a 3 a.m. license. So that's what the language for a 3 a.m. license looks like.
But so it seems like you're also adding the 6 a.m. I mean, my understanding is right now you allow serving of liquor from like 10 or 11 a.m. to midnight. And so this is greatly expanding it both on the front end and the back end.
I'm not sure that it's on the front end, Senator. If it is, it was not my intent to do
okay,
that.
Okay, it does because I just checked the statutes.
Okay, so you're saying that what I'm attempting to do is to expand it on the front end as well, and that is not my intention.
Okay,
next question.
Okay, presently it's they allow it for 12 hours during a day. This goes into 15 hours. And the other thing I worry about with the 3 a.m., if you're serving liquor right up until the time the band stops, then people leave and go drive. And I'm a little worried about that.
Well, Senator, the reality is if someone's going to break the law and drive drunk, they're going to do that whether it's 10:30 at night or 3 in the morning. I mean, what we're trying to do here is we've had a group of businesses who have come to us and they've said, we would like to, when the time is right, to go and apply to our city and ask for a permit to extend our existing license from 1:30 a.m. to 3 a.m. And they would then have public hearings at the city level. They would have to have an ordinance passed by the City Council of Kansas City, Missouri, and all that process, and then that permit will be authorized. And so, we're really trying to just, and there are already bars in the area that are open until 3 a.m. Now, I was not aware that I was trying to do anything on the other end. I think
yeah,
we just took the language.
Yeah, it makes it 17 hours total instead of 12, so that's a pretty significant
expansion. And I need to get an answer maybe from Senate Research to find out if the language that I've chosen is inaccurate, because I want to make sure that I'm not doing anything on the front end, because I really am only trying to do something from 1:30 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Okay.
And like I said, this is all we're saying is that we may do it. It's just for Kansas City, Missouri, and it has to go through the entire process of passing a city ordinance for it to even to take effect. So if anyone had any concerns, they'd be able to come in and have a public hearing and all of that sort of thing.
Okay. I have several concerns, and the senator from Cole mentioned one of them. This is a totally new idea. The senator from the 24th talked to me about his amendment ahead of time, and I really appreciated that. This second, excuse me, 22nd, whatever. And I kind of like on my bill to know ahead of time what's coming.
I totally understand that, Senator.
Totally.
And my apologies. This just was brought to my attention. And you know how it is at the end of session.
I get
a phone call. Hey, could you help me out here? And I said I would sure give it a shot. So,
okay. And you're giving it a shot, and you get credit for that. But I wasn't told about it. I'm concerned about the tremendous expansion of the hours. I'm concerned about the 3 a.m. I'm also concerned about why just Kansas City and not St. Louis, so we're treating areas differently. I guess what I'm doing is speaking against
sure.
the amendment. I don't...
Okay,
really
well, let me answer a few of your questions. I mean, first of all, my apologies for not coming to you in advance. This was just brought to my attention, and that's why I'm bringing it to the floor right now. The reality is if I had had the opportunity to get it earlier in session and file it as a bill and walk it through the process, I absolutely would have done that. It wasn't a possibility, and the reality is that this late in session, with so few bills moving, frankly, in either direction, I saw an opportunity, I jumped on it. I know you've been in the same place where you've
seen
bills.
I have, but they didn't bring it to my attention. Who should have brought it to my attention that obviously brought it to yours?
I'm sorry,
it to your attention that
my constituents.
Okay.
So my apologies on that my constituents did not contact you first.
Okay.
The reality is that I'd like to get an up or down vote from the chamber. This is only extending the license from 1:30 a.m. to 3 a.m. The reason we've limited it to Kansas City is I've found over the years that when you're talking about anything related to liquor, it's best to limit it to your own area, because I don't know that the other senators in the chamber want this. If they want it and want to offer an amendment to do it for their county or their city as well, I'd encourage them to draft up an amendment and offer it. But I'm bringing this to you because constituents in my district
or I'm bringing it to the body, frankly, because constituents in my district have asked for it, and I'd like the opportunity to try to get it on this bill.
Thank you, Senator. Mr. President?
Senator from the 7.
To speak on the amendment.
Proceed.
I just kind of want to reiterate what I said, and I do appreciate the situation that the senator is in with her constituent, but I'm really not comfortable with this on my bill. I've worked really hard on this bill. A lot of people have come together from different interests on the wine and beer industry, and they finally got a bill that they've worked a couple years on to present, and I'm just not comfortable with this expansion to 17 hours from 12 hours. And I'm not real comfortable with liquor at 3 a.m., just personal thing, and I just would ask the body to defeat the amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 24th was first on his feet. For what reason do you seek recognition?
Just to speak on the amendment, just want to make sure I'm putting this all together. So if that amendment goes on and the other amendment that went on stays on and we pass this bill in the law, then I can go to a winery or a retail outlet, get some free samples. I can go to the church picnic, and I can have a few beers there and then get some to go, and then I can show up at the bars in Kansas City after 1:30 and drink until 3 o'clock in the morning. Is that kind of anything I'm missing in here? Okay, well, I'm self-designating myself the initial member of the Catholic Coalition. I'm going to have a problem against this, all these amendments in this bill. So.
Senator from the 3rd was first up. For what reason do you seek recognition?
To inquire the Senator from Jefferson.
Senator from Jefferson, do you yield to the inquiry from the Senator from St. Francis?
Senator, I think she's got a great idea here. And I just got a text from somebody, and the reason I ask you is because it's from your...
Were they driving?
Well, no, they were wanting to extend the drinking in Crystal City till 10 p.m. And or until 1 hour after they've rolled up the sidewalks. So whichever comes first, so I didn't know if you'd support that.
If you
that.
Want to offer that, we can. Okay.
Thank you.
Any other senators that have heard the senator from the 9th, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you. Mr. President, to inquire of the senator from the 10th.
Senator from the 10th, do you yield to the inquiry?
I do.
From your neighbor at the 9th, she does. Proceed.
Thank you. Senator, I do understand some of the concerns of the senator from the 7th. I do support the amendment. Of course, there has been clearly some demand in Kansas City from some of these folks in these operations. But this amendment does not allow the bars to open until 3 o'clock unless the city of Kansas City decides that they support an ordinance and would do that.
That's
go
right.
Through that entire process.
This doesn't expand. I mean, this expands their existing license by 1.5 hours if and only if
the
business owner goes to the city, applies for the ordinance or applies for the permit. They have public hearings, it goes through their entire process, and then the city passes an ordinance saying, I'm going to extend your license on this one night for 1.5 hours.
Right, correct. I just kind of wanted that to be clarified, that it clearly does not allow them offhand to be able to stay open until 3. They still have to go through that process at the city. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Senator.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the amendment? The senator from Andrew, for what reason do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President, to speak on the amendment.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. All this talking about drinking made me think of my intern, Andrew. Today's Andrew's last day, and so before he departs, I wanted to say thanks. As we all know, there are folks every day that get up and help all of us function in this building. I've been fortunate enough to have Andrew helping this year. He actually lives just a mile or so from me, so he's had the great privilege. Yeah, it's Andrew from Andrew County. It is. We've had the great privilege of commuting back and forth together. I would highly advise any of you not to ride with him. But overall, he's done an absolutely great job. He's done a lot of the research on the good work when we celebrated the birthday of the Secretary of the Senate. She has punished him accordingly every day since then. But he has done a great job this year, and I just wanted to say thanks to him. As he departs, he actually found a real job in the real world. He's getting married later this year, and as any wise bride will do, she has banned him from being involved in the political process. And so I just want to say thanks to him before he departs. Thank you, Mr. President.
Let's recognize the work of Andrew from Andrew. Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Amendment 2? Hearing none, Senator, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to just say in closing, first of all, my sincere apologies for not having the opportunity to bring this to the senator from the 7th first. I know that all of us have been in this situation before, whether it's in committee or on the floor or on the fly. It's not always possible to get to the senator before the bill comes to the floor. This bill only affects Kansas City. It was brought to us by business owners who would like to extend their license from 1:30 a.m. to 3 a.m. if and only if they apply for the permit at the city level. The city holds all of their public hearings on the request, and then the request is actually enacted through an ordinance in the city. Mr. President, with that, I would close.
The senator from the 10th renews her motion that the Senate Amendment 2 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted Senate Amendment 2. We're back on House Bill 101. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the Senate Committee Substitute? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close. The senator from the 7th renews her motion that we adopt the Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 101. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You've adopted the Senate Committee Substitute. We're back on the House bill. Does any other senator desire to be heard on the bill? Senator from the 23rd.
ABC 17 News has been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today. Thank
you. Duly noted. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Senator, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from the 7th renews her motion that Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 101 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 101, an act relating to liquor control. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt,
aye.
Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
The senator from Franklin votes aye. The senator from the 4th votes aye. The senator from Christian votes aye. The senator from Boone votes aye. The senator from Saline votes aye. The senator from Lawrence votes aye. You're recorded as an aye. Your vote will be changed to a no. The senator from Stoddard. Your vote will be changed from an aye to a no. By your vote of 30 aye, 4 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that, senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, without objection, Senate will be ordered business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee on rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics has a report.
Send it forward. Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 23, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, House Concurrent Resolution 37 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Also, House Concurrent Resolution 42 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the concurrent resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Dempsey, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Since the priority number one is passing the budget and those bills are in conference, it's probably more important that we have allow time for the conferees to meet. So that'll be it for our floor action today.
Further announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a quick bring something to the body's attention. As many of you are aware, a member of our Senate family experienced a terrible loss.
We get a little order for the announcement. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. As many of you are aware, we had a terrible loss in the Senate family yesterday. Sherry Ketting's 24-year-old son, Craig Tuttle, died unexpectedly at his home in California, Missouri. It goes without saying that this is a devastating loss and tragedy for Sherry and her entire family. In Craig's obituary, there's a mention of the desire to purchase a place for Craig's friends at the sheltered workshop to sit during their breaks. We have a card for Sherry on her desk in the Senate Administrator's outer office. Please feel free to go by and sign the card if you desire, and consider leaving a contribution that will be used to purchase benches or other items for the sheltered workshop in Craig's memory. I can't think of a better way to honor Sherry and her family. Sherry has been a faithful Senate employee for 10 years and has worked in administration since 2005. She has provided a smiling face and a helpful hand to everyone here. So please take time to say a prayer of comfort for Sherry and her family. Thank you.
Let's recognize a moment of silence for the tragic loss of Craig, Sherry's son. Further announcements. Senator from Lewis.
Mr. President, your Committee on Agriculture, Food Production, and Natural Resources will be meeting upon adjournment in SCR 1.
Further announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from the 23rd. All those opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is adjourned under the rules.